Welcome to Neon and Beyond, a weekly public affairs program produced by Lotus Broadcasting, raising awareness for issues in our community. We will also address the needs of local nonprofits in this entertaining half hour. And now, here is your host of the longest-running public affairs program in Southern Nevada, George Togliatti.
Welcome to Neon and Beyond. I'm George Togliatti, your host, and today we have a very special guest. It is Deborah March, the mayor of beautiful city of Henderson. How are you doing, Deborah?
Wonderful, George. Thank you so much for having me today.
Hey, I'm glad you could take out some time. I've been meaning to discuss Henderson and some of the great things that are going on down there, but you're getting a lot of notice for lots of stuff besides sports, a lot of development, a lot of growth, and maybe you could kind of fill us in on what's going on. You just had your State of the City a week or so ago.
Yes.
And maybe give us a couple of highlights of what you were addressing in that time.
You know, George, we've got some wonderful things happening in the city of Henderson, both on the east side and the west side of the city of Henderson. On the east side, we're seeing the development of a new tower at Henderson Hospital, and Google is doing some great things. They're building a $600 million facility that'll employ 250 employees at about $65,000 a year. These are going to be good paying jobs. And this is a facility that's one of 13 in the world, and it's going to be providing support services for Gmail, Google Maps, and YouTube. So it's exciting to see that kind of level of service coming in the east side of Henderson. Of course, we've got great things happening on Water Street. We've got the new arena that's being built by the Golden Knights. We're excited that this will be the headquarters for the AHL team, as well as having community skating and youth and adult leagues and many other activities happening there. We're seeing a lot of new restaurants new housing that's being built in the Water Street area as well. And then going over to the west side of Henderson, we're excited to see Amazon coming in, and of course Haas Automation. Haas Automation is a company that's relocating from Ventura, California, and they're ultimately at build out. They'll have 2.5 million square feet, and they'll be bringing 2,500 jobs at $60,000 a year or better. These are good jobs that help to diversify our economy, which I think we need to make sure that should we ever have an economic downturn, that we have other industries that are like advanced manufacturing that are in our community as well.
That's a great idea, particularly emphasis on diversity there. I had wondered why. I mean, why Henderson? I know they're doing some building up north around Reno area, but Henderson's growing like a weed, as they would say.
You know, our population now is 317,000 residents, and quality of life is a very important part of who we are and how we define ourselves as a city. And we have a very strong community strategic plan and a great plan for economic development and diversification. And I think having good planning ensures quality of life for our residents. And some of our strategic priorities for the city of Henderson include community safety, livable communities, economic vitality, quality education, and high-performing public service. So each of these areas is very important to us to ensure that we become America's premier community, and our vision is to be America's premier community.
Yeah, do you have to, I can just imagine these communities out there fighting, you know, to try to get people like Amazon to come out. Is that a long process? Does it take Google's and those folks, or they just knock on your door? Do you kind of...
You know,
how does
I think
that kind of work?
I think a big part of it is that you set the table for these businesses, and then they come search you out. So having good planning and ensuring that you know, developers and industries like consistency. They like to know that the plan isn't going to change after they come to the communities. So there's consistency, good planning, quality community. That when they're going to bring employees here, they want to make sure that the quality of life that their employees will enjoy is stable and consistent and it's safe. And some of the things that we take pride in is that Henderson's a very safe community, that we have good planning, that we have great parks or trails. In fact, we have a park or a trail within a mile of every home in Henderson. And our goal ultimately will be to have a park or a trail trail within a 10-minute walk, and that's a commitment, a goal that we've put out there. Right now it's within a mile, but certainly our goal is to build more parks, trails, connectivity to ensure the quality of life so our residents are out in the community walking and enjoying the community.
Well, that's great. We had talked just before we went on the air about trying to keep the residents informed of all the goings on.
Yes.
And that you guys had something you referred to as a city app.
Yes. The City of Henderson recently put in place a new app that's a lot more user-friendly. It's for your phones so that you can just access any information. You could reserve a park facility. You could make a report. You could do a lot of different services and activities and programs, access information that's available, meetings at the City of Henderson. So I encourage folks to go to the apps and download City of Henderson, and they'll find how user-friendly it is. It's our goal is to have our information be as accessible as possible so people can know whatever's going on that they want to know about our city, they can find it.
How about Water Street? What's happening on Water Street?
Water
Street, you kind of got pooped out there for a little while.
Well, it was sleepy for a while there.
I like sleepy.
And our goal certainly is to activate Water Street. You know, Water Street's the oldest part of our city. That's where our city hall is located. The courts are located down there. And we've seen investments like companies like Public Works Coffee Bar and TSK Architecture were some of the early folks coming in. And then Love Lady Brewery and then Juan's Flaming Fajita. And a lot of other businesses have since decided to come. And then, of course, with the commitment with the Golden Knights building a facility down there, that's triggered all sorts of new activity that's mixed use. We have three different projects right now that are on the books coming forward that are mixed use projects that'll have retail on the first floor with restaurants and then residential above it. So it's very exciting to see the transformation that's occurring, and it supports that whole idea of live, work, and play, and all within a walkable area so people can walk around the downtown area. And we're already seeing that happen. I think 2 weeks ago we saw the opening of the Mojave Brewing, and folks said that the lines were wrapped around the building, and folks are going from one side of the street from Mojave Brewing over to Love Lady Brewing and Juan's Flaming Fajita, and and of course all the different other activities that are going on down there. And on Friday nights, the last Friday of every month, we have a Last Friday event, and we have lots of activity on Water Street for folks to get out and visit and enjoy the downtown. And in a couple weeks, we're actually going to be hosting the St. Patrick's Day Parade on Water Street, encourage folks to come on down on the 14th, 10 in the morning, and participate or watch and be a part of the energy of the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Yeah, for some of our listeners that may have not have been to Henderson in a while or whatever, Water Street, we refer to Water Street, was the old downtown area of Henderson. And it did get, I like that, it did get sleepy for a while.
Yeah, it did.
You've done a heck of a job bringing it back.
Thank you.
Bringing it, waking it up. So I've been down and through there, and it's really neat.
It really is an exciting part of our city. It's our core. It's the oldest part of the city, and it's part of a redevelopment area. And one of the tools that's actually helped it is that it's in an opportunity zone, which is part of the federal tax codes, and so it allows people to be able to make investments down there and see a greater return.
That's neat. That's really neat. And the parade. Is this the first St. Patty's Parade you guys
No, every year they have it on Water Street. As long as I remember, it's been down on Water Street.
Okay. I'm always distracted up here.
Well, you ought to come this next week.
You know what? It's not a bad idea, really. And you're listening to Neon and Beyond, and our guest is the mayor of Henderson, Deborah March, and we're discussing all things in beautiful Henderson. But I really think the increase in number of jobs and your housing is kind of moving along quite well.
Yeah. In fact, two of our housing developments, Cadence and Inspirata, are in the top 10 residential sales in the country. And so those are two wonderfully master planned communities. But there's exciting things also happening out at Lake Las Vegas. They have a new Sun City community that Del Webb is building out at Lake Las Vegas. We've got other projects that are going on, like the Dragon Ridge area, McDonald Highlands, and Askaya, and some of the other developments. And, of course, some of the more established and mature areas as well, Green Valley Ranch, and many of the things that are many of the developments all around Henderson. There's great housing opportunity for folks to live, work, and play in our community.
How far your city boundaries? How far do you go as far as toward the lake?
Yeah, on the east side we go towards the mountains, like with the River Mountain and Lake Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. But then to the west side we actually go to the M Resort, and then to the north up by like Sunset and Russell. It's kind of a jagged line, and then to the south it includes like Sun City Anthem and to the almost Boulder City.
How about where your airport is? Do you go south of that, or is that?
Yes, In fact, the airport is definitely a Henderson. It's in Henderson, but it's a Clark County facility. But we go Sun City Anthem and Inspirata are south of that, as well as Seven Hills.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
There's quite a bit of residential development south of the airport.
Now that we got our geography squared away.
It's a big area.
Yeah. tell us about the Raiders. That was the Las Vegas Raiders.
I know.
What a catch
Las
that
Vegas
was.
Raiders in Henderson, Nevada.
In Henderson, Nevada. Who'd have thunk?
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk Las Vegas, Nevada? And then now who'd have thunk?
Yeah.
It's going to be Henderson in Nevada. How cool is that?
You know, when we had heard that they were negotiating for the Raiders to play down on off of Las Vegas Boulevard, we knew that we really didn't want that kind of traffic in Henderson, but we wanted the corporate headquarters to be located in Henderson. So we went after them very aggressively, met a couple times with Mark Bedane and the Raiders folks, Don Webb, and we were able to negotiate a deal to put the corporate headquarters and practice fields in the city of Henderson. So we're thrilled that they chose our community to do business, and we believe it's going to bring a lot of energy and activity, and we've already seen a definite impact on property values in that West Henderson area as a result, and also an interest in being a part of that West Henderson area. We're seeing more folks moving into that area and want to be close to it. And the Raiders have brought a lot of their employees from California and have also hired new employees, but a lot of them have chosen like the Inspirata Seven Hills Anthem area because it's such a great place to live.
Right, right. How far is that facility going to be from the airport?
Almost across the street.
There you go.
Yeah.
Talk about convenient.
Yes, very
right?
convenient. I think they like that.
Even though it's the county airport, we won't.
Yeah.
I could see that's a win-win all the way around.
It truly is. And I think that they're excited about that the airport is right there for them.
And that is, it's being built or going to be built?
It should be completed by summer this year. So it's been, they've already done some tours where they've invited groups in, but I think in terms of the building interiors, they're working on that now. They've topped off and quite a while ago, and so they're actually just doing a lot of the completion work, and we expect by summertime that they'll be in.
Yeah, I think it's also good that you get a sports team like that, and certainly with the recognition the Raiders get to be involved in as much community as they possibly can, mm-hmm. and this kind of spreads the wealth throughout the valley.
Yeah, and they, they're very strong corporate citizens. They give back to community. They've been involved with communities and schools. In one of our schools, Robert Taylor Elementary School, they actually remodeled a resource room, and they're bringing resources to bear. And we've already seen an improvement in truancy and rates of kids not attending school because of whatever reason that they are having support in their community and in their school. So we're seeing a lot of success as a result of that. And that's what I love about many of the partners that we have, whether it's Republic Services or NV Energy. They've really tried to step up in Henderson and be a resource to the community as well.
Right. That brings up a kind of another topic. I remember back in the day, Henderson was looked at between the plants that they had there, and then they had the explosion in one of the plants. Mm-hmm. It must have been 20-some-odd years ago, 30 years ago or so. Had kind of the stigma of being just kind of an industrial place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken it took a toll on its reputation then, but it's certainly come around. It's
yes.
come a long way, where now it's not even a thought.
Yeah, we really do celebrate the quality of life that we offer our residents. And as I said earlier, talking about the parks and trails and open space, that quality of life is very important to our residents. And that's why people choose it, that there's so many other things that are great about Henderson, you know, and you don't see the issues that you saw years ago with the industrial plants.
All right. And where do you guys... hook up with, pardon my ignorance on this, but with Boulder City. You go as far as, do you touch on them?
There are neighbors to the south. However, right. There's a county piece of land in between us. However, we're very close with Boulder City and with Mayor McManus. We have a wonderful working relationship with all of the mayors and the county commissioners in the valley, and work closely with one another to make sure that we're addressing the needs of all of our residents. And one of the things that I like to share is that our residents lead regional lives. While they may live in Henderson, they're traveling into Vegas to work, or going into North Las Vegas, or going into Boulder City. So they're really leaving our community, and other folks from other areas are coming into our community to work or to shop or to see the doctor. And so it's very important that we all work together to address transportation or transit, if we're working on bus systems with the RTC, to make sure that we're supporting the quality of life for all of our residents in the valley.
Yeah. Is there any, adjacent to any BLM land or any plans to expand or work out some sort of agreements if Henderson wants to be,
increase its size? A large part of the West Henderson area is BLM land, and folks have to come in and they go through a process of nominating a piece of land, and it goes to the BLM, and then the BLM will sell that piece of land if the municipality agrees to it. And before we started going through this pretty a dramatic growth in West Henderson, there were about 12,000 acres in West Henderson that were BLM land ready for development. I think it's probably less than that now, but certainly we know that good planning is essential if we want to make sure that we do this in an orderly way, where we're developing the West Henderson to ensure that we have roads that service the area, right. Utilities that service the area, whether it's power, water, sewer. So these are things that we give a lot of time and attention to make sure that we're putting the proper resources in place so that development can occur.
Well, you have that area, again, as you mentioned, southwest Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
And then you started heading toward Gene. Mm-hmm. I mean, as a whole, I think a lot of that is government land, isn't it?
That's BLM land, yeah. And I think that's all part of the whole, there's a land bill that's before Congress, or before the Senate. I think Catherine Cortez Masto has a bill looking at the disposition of that land. And I believe there's an intention to develop that Ivanpah Airport area, which will take some of the pressure off of the McCarran Airport that serves quite a large population. And some of that would probably serve like industrial uses and bringing goods and services into the valley and such.
That would have been, talking about that airport has been in the works for seemingly forever.
Yeah, probably 25 years, I think, people have been talking about it.
So that would be, you would think we're getting there. We should mm-hmm. be getting close to that.
Well, I think that there's certainly some environmental issues that need to be worked out with, making sure that we're mindful of how we extract those parcels and how we make sure that we're protecting air quality and endangered species, things like that.
Yeah. The train, if we ever did the speaking of that, just popped up as far as projects that have been out there for years and years. If they ever did the high speed train, would that affect Henderson at all?
I think
or
it'd
kind
be
of zip, just
a wonderful
by?
No, actually, the ending point, I'm told the station would be at Warm Springs and the 15. This project is as real as I've ever seen it, and I've been here for a long time, and as you have,
yeah.
And I ran the real estate program at UNLV for 16 years, and I'd heard this high-speed train raised a number of times, and I have to tell you, this is as real as I've seen it, where I think it has a true potential. I think folks are definitely interested in looking at options for how we move people. Certainly, if you've ever been in traffic on a Sunday heading mm-hmm. to Southern California, it's a nightmare. We need to look at how we're moving populations of people more efficiently, and certainly if you could put a lot of people into a train and move them to Southern California, I think that's probably more efficient. So,
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, just this weekend, which was, you know, not necessarily a particularly special weekend other than a normal Vegas weekend, the traffic leaving town on Sunday, starting at, you know, mid-morning, mm-hmm. was just horrendous.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time coming.
And then when the Raiders start playing on off of Las Vegas Boulevard, yeah. it'll be
right.
a lot more traffic,
and
yeah.
I talk about another attraction mm-hmm. with the Raiders, and that stadium is looking terrific. It's almost done. And there's definitely would be a need there, but I wasn't aware that it would be stopping right by...
That's where the station has been identified.
The station is going to be on your...
Warm Springs. It's actually in the county north of Henderson, but it's like proximal. Yeah.
Spitting distance is the official
spitting
term,
distance.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That'll, yeah. That'll definitely help out quite a bit. So I could see that as far as city planning, your projects have to be tons of projects as far as what's going on. You're not
yes.
afraid of growing too fast, are you?
You know, I think we're very mindful of how we grow. I think that developers own land and they have a right to develop that land, but we need to make sure that they continue to build to the standards that are important in Henderson to protect that quality of life. For example, in the West Henderson area, they're obligated to contribute to what's called the PIFNA and the WIFNA funds, and basically that supports water infrastructure and public infrastructure so that we're not getting too far out ahead. We're making sure that we have the resources to build fire stations and police stations and parks and trails, and that we have the infrastructure for water and sewer lines as well, that as developers are building, that they're contributing to that so that it's sustainable in that growth.
Well, that's great. That's yeah. great. Your background, obviously, when I met you some time ago.
A week or two.
Yeah,
ago.
A week or two. Yeah. Yeah, a couple of years ago when we were in high school.
Yeah.
Your background is real estate. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been doing that your whole career, mostly. Has that been a big help as far as transitioning into the government?
It's been very helpful, especially in this position. You know, just by way of background, I actually started my career as a park ranger, and then I
That's right.
and then I did I was a social worker for 8 years, still have a license, and then in real estate for probably 25-30 years now. That tells you how old I am.
I wasn't going there.
But that real estate background has certainly helped me, as has being a park ranger and planning for open space and parks and trails, and as a social worker, understanding the needs of folks and being compassionate in the design and development of our communities as well.
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that it was a certain hockey team that's been out there, and they've been a big supporter of community. And you
yes.
mentioned you've been mentioning community a lot, and I think the timing of the Golden Knights, particularly with all the events that were going on in Vegas, they were just the fix that the town needed and the community needed. And I know that their organization seemingly is so supportive
yes.
of community. So, again, just a la Raiders, even before the Raiders, you guys kind of hooked up with them to try to get something cooking.
Yeah,
right?
they have strong community values, and they've been a wonderful partner for Henderson. And, of course, seeing this facility being built on Water Street, the Lifeguard Arena, that will be their corporate headquarters for the American Hockey League. So when we had that recent announcement that the American Hockey League would be coming to Henderson and will have the name Henderson in its name, we're still waiting for a formal announcement from the Golden Knights as to what the new team's name will be, the American Hockey League name. We have some ideas, but we don't want to get out there ahead of ourselves, so we'll wait to see what they have to say.
Henderson Marchers?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, I tell you, the facility in Summerlin has certainly been a home run for the community.
The facility in Henderson will be much like, it'll have the two ice rinks, it'll have a McKenzie River bar upstairs, it'll have some meeting space, it'll have office space, and then I think there's going to be retail sales, much like there is in Summerlin as well.
Yeah, and I've been to the Summerlin facility a couple of times, and it, you know, right there by the Las Vegas ballpark, it fits in, and it's you see so many kids, and I think that's the
yes.
thing that's you know, really kind of heartwarming, is to see the kids out and involved in team sports, and again, hockey, you know, no matter what it is, but very vibrant,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's been a giant plus for the Summerlin area.
Yeah, it's amazing to see how many people come out for hockey, and that, you know, how many years ago that we had no professional sports in right. Southern Nevada, and now we have hockey and football and women's basketball, and who knows what the future will hold.
Oh, and the remember all the naysayers that said you couldn't, you know, Vegas wouldn't support a team, you know, of any kind. And, you know, try getting a ticket to the Aviators, you know, baseball team. They've done so well. So good for you. I mean, good for Henderson to see. That's, to me, that's a great duo between the Raiders and the Golden Knights.
And again, it comes back to good planning. I believe it's good planning for a community.
We only have about 5 minutes or so left, but I just Henderson's been, you know, you've gotten some accolades.
Mm-hmm.
You've gotten some pretty heavy duty awards, haven't you?
You know, we've been a leader in public safety. In fact, we're the only, our fire department in Henderson is the only triple accredited fire department in the country, and we're an example to a lot of other agencies across the country. We recently received an award from the Southwest Alliance for Excellence, which is kind of in the hierarchy of Malcolm Baldrige. It's one of the steps along the way to achieving Malcolm Baldrige, and we're the only municipality in this region that's actually pursuing that award. And we recently received the Pioneer Award, and we were down in Phoenix to receive that award. And it's exciting to be an agency that believes in excellence in our employees' performance, and to see the wonderful commitment by our employees to be the best that they can be. And we look to empower our employees to be able to make good decisions as well, that we know that we have a big charge, and to have employees that are empowered to do their jobs, I think, is critical.
That's good stuff. It speaks volumes for the folks that work in Henderson.
You know, one of the things that we've recently adopted, too, is our suicide prevention program. We've adopted a suicide prevention program in our schools, working with the high schools and the middle schools with the Clark County School District. We adopted a program called the Hope Squad, and the city of Henderson is committed to 3 years of funding for this program. You know, losing one child to suicide is one too many, and so we recognize that we were seeing a problem in our community and that we needed to address, and so that program has already seeing it's training kids to be the identifiers of challenges or problems that youth might be having, that a youth might feel more comfortable communicating with another youth rather than going to an adult. So we're teaching these youth, and over the course of a school year, they'll be getting 80 hours of training, and they're basically the sounding board to hear what other kids' issues may be, right. And then that youth can go to an adult and let them know if there's a problem or a concern.
Yeah, and attendant to that is the whole bullying issue, and mm-hmm. I'm sure that's part and parcel to that.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a positive move. You enjoying being mayor?
You know what? I love what I do, and I feel like I'm called to do this, and I feel like I have an opportunity to make a difference and to serve the people of my community, and it's truly been a pleasure and an honor to serve.
And are you still... You were with UNLV for a while, right?
For 16 years. I retired in 2009 and became a council person then, and then ultimately was elected mayor of the city.
Yeah. Well, a couple of great organizations
there.
Yeah. But I want to wish you a lot of luck. Anything you want to say in, as far as any secrets that are going on or a plan that you want to release right now going on in Henderson?
No, we're working hard. All of our employees are out there working hard to make sure that our residents have a great place to live, work, and play. And so I think that if there are any new announcements coming forward, they'll have to be in the future.
Well, it sounds like you don't have a dull moment there. And I want to thank you so much for coming by and giving us an update on tons of good stuff going on in Henderson. You've been listening to Neon and Beyond. I'm George Togliatti, your host. I want to thank you very much for listening. Our guest today was the mayor of the city of Henderson, the beautiful city of Henderson, Deborah March. Thank you again, Deborah. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, George.
If you would like to contact us with any comments, program ideas, or would like to raise awareness for your nonprofit organization or event, email Melissa Meyer at melissa@lvradio.com. Neon and Beyond is a public service of Lotus Broadcasting in Las Vegas, Nevada.